Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast, cloudy today, but a lot of people are looking ahead to Marathon Monday. For that, we're joined by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So race day is important, but let's get at the weekend first. How are we looking today?
Yeah, so today we've got the clouds kind of thickening up. There's not going to be any precipitation. Temperatures this afternoon between about 50 and 55. Not very warm, especially with the lack of sunshine. The rain's going to move in for tonight, but after midnight. So if you're heading outside this evening, no problems at all.
Mm-hmm. And then warm tomorrow, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, tomorrow probably ends up the warmest day we've had so far this early spring season. Many places between 70 and 75. It will be cooler, the South Coast, the Cape, and the islands, where temperatures will stay in the upper 50s to low 60s. But that's still really mild. And Boston, I suspect, will be 73, 74, maybe even 75 degrees if we can get the sun in here early enough. When you get up in the morning, there may be a lingering shower. The clouds will last through mid-morning, but then it clears up and really warms up.
How about Sunday?
So Sunday right now looks like we'll start partly to mostly sunny, and then the clouds thicken up. That leads to the rain moving in Sunday night. There's a warm front that's going to be progressing north, and this has been the forecast challenge all week long, is how far north the warm front would get. So now it appears that the warm front will go by Boston to the north of us, even into southern portions of New Hampshire and into Maine, and that means we break into the warm air. So we've got the showers, the steady rain Sunday night, and even Monday morning, and then temperatures for the start of the race could be 65 degrees with a touch of humidity in the air, because we'll be on the warmer side of things. It's still going to be showery. It will still be breezy, but it's not going to be chilly the way things are looking at right now.
Huh. And is it going to be anything like last year? It was a real washout last year.
Yeah, so I think that because the warm front will be moving north, what happens when you get on the south side of a warm front, you tend to still get showers, it tends to still be cloudy and breezy, but it's not that steady driving rain. And temperatures last year were in the upper 30s and low 40s to start that race. We're going to be, you know, 20 degrees warmer this year. So in terms of temperatures, last year we were concerned about hypothermia. We will not have that problem this year.
Hmm. Now, it's also school vacation week for many students. How's the week look?
Tuesday right now looking like it's partly sunny, temperatures in the 50s, and basically a seasonable week upcoming.
Okay, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great morning.